This is Don.
This is Susan.
Hey, oh, yes, that's right.
Ah, Jared in disguise.
Yes, Jared's in Daytona,
lucky.
Florida.
Lucky, lucky.
Who else is here? Who's this? What's your name?
Autumn.
Autumn is here. Hey.
It's a family affair.
She's doing up some Play-Doh work over there. Welcome to the DVD Weekly Podcast. It is time.
It is time.
It is time. You know what? We have some amazing information today about 3D television.
Wow.
We're going to get two different sides. We've got two people that are going to tell us what they thought. We're going to find out about that.
Can I tell you what I think?
Momentum. Well, you know, because you haven't seen it.
Well,
you have to be able to see it before you can say anything about it.
All right.
All right? Is that fair?
I guess if we're being fair, it is.
All right.
All right.
All right, so you've got a new job now.
Yes, I do.
That's beautiful.
I'm exhausted.
You're fine. You're working in a professional optical office again.
Yes.
Congratulations.
No more Walmart.
No more
Walmart. God bless them while it lasted.
I lose my 10% discount. I have my own card. It's not money.
I lost my card. You get to keep your card. Doesn't work, but you get to keep it.
Oh, thanks. I'm sitting here going, what? I get to keep my... Thanks a lot. So, have you gone to any meetings for your new job yet?
We had one today.
You had a meeting?
Yes.
See, now your meetings are a little bit easier than most big companies' meetings.
Yeah.
You don't have to, fly.
No, there's only five of us.
Or there's only five of you. You see?
It's a tiny meeting.
But now imagine if one of you was in another state.
That would be hard.
Yeah, and suddenly meetings are very expensive.
Yes.
You see what? Because of the travel.
Yes.
And you got to get everything. You got to feed people.
That is then expensive.
Oh.
Thank you.
And then you got hotels.
Yes, yes.
That's why we have gotten together with a company called Citrix, and they make a product called GoToMeeting.
Very nice.
It is very nice. Are you really good with computers?
No.
Okay, then you would still like this, because this does not need to be for people who are good with computers.
Well, then I do like it.
I know. As a matter of fact, it might teach you how to use a computer. It's very simple.
Wow.
The person who holds the meeting.
Yes.
He's the master.
Can I hold a meeting so I can be the master?
No.
Oh.
He's the master. He holds the meeting, and then all the other people log in. It's very simple. A very simple thing. They log in to gotomeeting.com, and then they watch, and they're seeing what you've got on your computer screen.
Very nice.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Did you ever see me working on my, and my poor listeners have heard this 1,000 times. Have you ever seen me taking the lessons?
Yes.
For that lighting show thing that I do?
Yes.
That was GoToMeeting.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. Hey, our listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Well, I like to just tell them.
Well, that's nice.
Not everybody knows 30 days is a month.
Well, sometimes it isn't. Like this 31. Month, for example.
31 days.
28 days.
Oh, 20. All of a sudden they get it over a month.
Well, all right.
Had they done it in February, they would have gotten all of February and 2 days of March.
Well,
see?
There you go. That almost becomes 2 months.
But to simplify things.
Okay, let's get back to the topic.
I can see this is going to be a struggle. GoToMeeting, free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings. Here's how you do it.
All right.
You must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for your free trial.
That sounds easy enough.
Yes, easy enough. That's what I'm talking about. Little biscuits.
Little biscuits.
Little Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty excited tonight. Although, kind of tainted with some bad news.
Yeah.
Excited for the Olympics.
I think you're one of the few. They've been doing online polls.
What the hell do you mean by I'm one of the few?
Well, the last time I heard, 53% of the people who were in the poll for the Olympics did not really care if they were going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the hell then.
More than
Why?
Half the people
How
who know about it.
How can that possibly be?
I don't know. And I guess the attendance is really low this year.
Well, yeah, because the tickets are so damn expensive. You realize it's only like an hour away from us.
I know.
Maybe a little more.
Yeah. Well.
Two hours, maybe.
Maybe a little more.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, no, because it's not in Canada. It's in Washington.
Vancouver, Canada. You got to cross the border.
Well, yeah, but it's not that. Did I say it's in Washington? Sorry.
It's longer than 2 hours.
But it's on our side of Canada. So it's not far away. If you go outside and listen real carefully, you can hear the crowds.
No, there are no crowds.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
All right, let's move on.
Well, anyway, today...
You're excited about
today,
it.
Today, I am excited about it. Tonight is the... And you know what? I don't care who you are. Truly.
Right.
The opening ceremonies are always fantastic. And the closing ceremonies are always very emotional. You know, come on now. You did, like, two years ago.
Well, when was it...
That was two years ago for the Summer Olympics.
No, no, yeah. The Winter Olympics in...
Well, that was 4 years ago. You know, you can't remember back that
no.
far.
No. Where was it? In China? Or
yeah,
just,
yeah, two yeah. years ago in wow. China. Yeah. yeah. And that was amazing.
That was amazing.
Almost scary.
And I am not a big fan of the Olympics, but that was amazing.
Hey, here we go again with that. So tonight's the opening ceremonies.
Yes.
And I can't wait. But a little sad news today. A luge racer from Georgia... crashed on a speed run. What am I trying to say? They were rehearsing.
Yeah.
What do you do? Practice, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Crashed and was killed.
Yeah.
I saw the video of it happen, and it was...
Yeah. By the time this plays, I'm sure a lot of people will have heard of it.
Well,
that.
Absolutely, yeah. And yeah. it's very sad. I'm sure they'll mention it tonight. But he was there in the spirit.
God bless him.
Of the Olympics.
You know what? He died at the place he worked hardest to get to.
And
so.
Doing what he liked to do best. He was only 21. Ugh.
Oh, sad. He was that young? I didn't even know.
21 years old.
Oh, that is a shame.
Very sad. But anyway, the Olympics have begun. Let's all remember this fine fella.
Yes.
Who was there trying to win Olympic gold.
Yes. And this show is for him.
Yeah, and this show is for him. Okay, I can do that.
All right.
Now, what else do we talk about?
How about movies?
No, hell no. Huh. We're talking about movies. We only talk about movies when we have to.
Oh, all right.
Let's talk about 3D TV.
No.
3D TV. Autumn, would you like to have 3D TV?
Yeah.
All right, there's one yes. Our friend, Justin Vactor, went undercover.
God bless Justin.
To check into 3D TV.
Hello, brothers. It's Justin Vactor here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's always funny when I call the voicemail and hear Don say, "We finally got our voicemail number."
God, I did it years ago.
Lost the passcode to that. But anyways,
real neat.
I was recently on vacation in San Diego, and I stopped in a Sony Style store, and I got a chance to demo, actually I was with my mom, we got a chance to demo the 3D TVs, and so they showed a clip of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which of course you know is the first 3D Blu-ray, and also Wipeout 3D, which is a video game for the PlayStation 3. And they showed
3D?
Some nature scenes, like a polar bear jumping into the water.
Wow.
I highly recommend it, brothers. It blew me away. I did not think it was going to be that good. And now I'm actually excited about 3D TV. Although they talked about the TV was going to be $5,000 when it comes out in June. So be on the lookout for that. If anyone has a Sony Style store in their area, I would highly recommend going down there and checking that out. Very cool technology. All right, brothers. Keep up the good work, except for when you talk about Up. But other than that, keep up the good work, brothers. Later.
All right, so there you go. He went to the Sony store. I see you didn't hear half of that conversation because your daughter just stole your headphones.
No, but I did hear that seeing is believing, so I guess I don't have an opinion until I
exactly.
actually see it.
Exactly. So he went, and he was skeptical, and he went, and he saw you need to get your headphones back because you're going to definitely want to hear the other side now of the next conversation. The other side of the conversation. I'm sorry. I'm getting, that's tough. I got the family in here. Jesus. Autumn, go back to playing with your Play-Doh.
Play-Doh.
All right. There we go. And now let's find out somebody else who went to a Sony store. See what they have to say about this new 3D technology.
Hey, what's happening? This is Jared on vacation in beautiful, sunny Florida. Okay, actually, today it's not sunny at all. It's actually pouring down rain. That's why we're at a mall right now, not the track. But at the mall, we have to go to your Sony Style store, which we're at right now. And they finally got up and running, because it wasn't earlier this week, their 3D TV display and demo. It's only showing Cloudy with Meatballs. It's got like four different clips of Cloudy versus Meatballs, or Cloudy with Meatballs, whatever the hell it's called.
It's called
Cloudy with Meatballs. It's really, thanks for putting that one out first. But anyways, they got the glasses, they're working. First, let's see what Carissa thought real quick. Carissa, what did you think? Tell us the truth.
Well, It was okay. You could tell it was 3D, but I wasn't blown away by it. So back to you.
Yeah. That sounds like me.
I'm very disappointed you didn't think it was awesome. But you know what? I didn't either.
Oh.
I was actually pretty disappointed, to be honest. Well, first of all, this movie, which doesn't impress me, the colors are kind of whacked out, too. Not all the time, though, so I don't think it's how the TV set up. But then, the 3D's there. It's good. It's better than the blue and red I've seen on the Blu-rays they're coming out with now. But it's still got that, you kind of have the halo around a lot of the objects, which I see in theaters now, too. And we use multiple glasses. I'm a little bit disappointed, I have to admit. And I'm even noticing that other people watching it aren't, like, in awe of it. Partly that could be because of the content. I don't know. I'm going to look further into it, though, because I'm still hoping to be an early adopter. But, wow, today it was kind of a call for me as to what it might really be like. Huh. Anyways, that's what I got going on right now. Hopefully everything's going good back home. Hopefully all the listeners are doing well as well. And don't forget to watch the Daytona 500 on Sunday.
Rock on, Daytona.
For now, I will not.
All right. So there he is, my brother Jared.
I have a feeling I'm going to be on their side with seeing that. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, you're not into the whole 3D thing either. And I'm here to tell you, I really don't think that I am either.
I mean, if you're going to watch a movie, that's great. I mean,
I was talking to somebody the other day who said, you know, yeah, it's a great novelty.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's exactly what it is.
And that's what 3D movies are.
Yeah,
it's a
but I'll tell you when it's going to hurt that you don't have it, and that's when the Daytona 500's in 3D.
Well, I don't really.
Or when
the
basketball game's in 3D. Then you're going to be going, oh, man.
No, I don't think so.
When the Academy Awards is in 3D. Then you're going to be wishing you had 3D.
And you know what? A lot of women are not going to support this.
Why?
I guarantee it.
Why? Yeah, because women.
No. Come on.
Okay, I almost got myself in trouble.
For one thing, it's going to be a ridiculous amount of money.
$5,000, the first one's been come out. Yeah. But remember how HD, the large screen HD TVs. I could never have the TV that I have up on the wall right now. I could have never bought that 3 years ago.
Okay, and how many people, and this is Walmart's busiest time of year,
yeah.
Daytona 500,
yeah.
Super Bowl, they're
yeah.
selling TVs out the door, can't keep
right.
them in stock.
Exactly.
So next year you're just going to pick up all your money again that you don't have
no.
and buy a 3D TV?
No, and that's where I don't think...
just come out with HD?
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to make people yeah. replace their new sets.
And for that kind
people
of money...
People are just now embracing HD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your average mom, pa, kettle are just now embracing HD.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
This is coming
and
out.
If they are using Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and maybe a lot of people are not fans, I don't think they're going to get a lot of first-time wowers.
But they do have a bear jumping in the river.
Now, that's pretty cool. I mean, I guess
Jared didn't see
game,
that part.
Well, no, Justin called in and said
yeah,
video
Justin
game.
Saw that, but I'm surprised they didn't have the same demo in both stores.
Maybe not.
Anyway.
But maybe the video games are going to change some people's minds, but again, women not probably going to be a big fan of that
yeah.
either.
Yeah, you're
but,
probably right.
But I don't know. It just doesn't sound like it's a big wow factor to begin with, and
yeah.
for the cost, I don't know.
Oh, excuse me, pardon me.
Okay.
So there you go. Shall we?
Talk about DVDs?
Yeah, let's talk about DVDs. Let's talk about okay, I'm getting a look.
All right.
It's time for next Tuesday's DVD releases.
All right, so let's get to talking about movies.
All right.
These are our theater releases, movie releases. First one that I have
We're
is...
We're talking about DVDs?
DVD.
When are they coming out?
Now.
No, look
no,
at the top
I'm
of your
kidding,
script.
I'm kidding. All right, DVD releases
now.
For January the 26th.
Whoa, does yours say the 26th?
Yes.
Oh, that's January the 26th.
Oh, it's actually February 16th. I forgot to change your script.
All right, dunce.
Sorry.
That's all right.
So February 16th is what we're talking about here.
So go back and erase that.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. Okay, so for February the 16th, which will be Tuesday.
And we're going to do things a little different, because first of all, you're not Jared.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Your breasts aren't as large as Jared's.
Oh, you better hope Jared doesn't hear this show.
Woo! Boy, let me tell you, that was ballsy.
And you know
I was
what?
Sitting here going, boy, should I say
Listen,
that? Oh, come on. Oh, of course I should.
Yeah, we've had some conversations about this being a family show, and I've heard some
oh,
of
yeah.
your last... Yeah.
What?
Dirty language.
I don't use dirty language. Mm-hmm. I use conversational street language.
Yeah, and some of the topics are controversial as far as
but here, you know
what you should be saying.
Is that not the beautiful Senor. Thing about the next two shows? They're shows your children can listen to. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, our child's standing right here. I've actually used a couple words I shouldn't have already. Her eyes lit up when I said them. I noticed. So anyway, what we usually do is Jared usually does all the Blu-rays first.
Okay.
And then he gets into the other. But we're not going to do that.
It's been like a year since I've done this.
Yeah, I've set your script up like mine, whereas you're going to do, you know, theater, movie, you know, and like that.
All right.
So when it's a Blu-ray and an SD, don't forget to tell us.
Well, I sure will.
I love you. Remind me, when I come to my part,
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And when I come to my part, Happy Valentine's Day to you too, my little chiquita.
Yes.
My little carbon copy. When it comes to my turn, I'm going to tell everybody why I love my wife for Valentine's Day so much. All right, very good.
Right.
All right, so moving on, what's your let's talk about your DVD releases.
Okay, this is an SD and a Blu-ray.
Awesome.
Law Abiding Citizen, which until I read who was in this, I didn't remember what the movie was about. Jamie Foxx, Gerard Butler, Leslie Bibb, Viola Davis, as the list goes on and on, you haven't heard of them.
Yeah, I noticed they put the more heard of people in the front.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx and Gerard Butler. Let's leave it at that. This is the unrated director's cut. You know what? I think it's one of those. Actually, I think the movie is about Gerard Butler being a crazy dude and Jamie Foxx being a law-abiding citizen.
Really?
But I'm not sure. I just remember the commercials. Looks pretty awesome, and that's not my kind of movie, an action
Action
movie.
Jackson?
Yeah.
You don't like how? Hello?
No, okay.
How can you not like action movies?
I don't.
That's like saying I like the really boring movies.
No, I
action
like...
Action movies, not interested.
Of course, I like romantic comedies, but I like comedies.
You and David Yee.
Oh, I love David Yee.
See? Why do all the girls like the gay guys?
Oh, David is not.
Sorry, David.
Stop.
David's married.
Yes. Yes. So you will receive on this DVD.
There's a lot of gay guys that are married.
Oh, please.
It's just something to think about.
The Justice System, Law in Black and White, these are going to be your extra bonus features.
Gotcha.
Behind the scenes with director... Thank you.
Yeah.
Director F. Gary Gray, producer Lucas Foster, and actors Gerard Butler and Jamie Foxx.
Uh-huh.
Preliminary arguments, the visual effects of Law Abiding Citizen, and the verdict, the winning trailer mashup. So, if you're a... It sounds like a guy's movie, but that's... I don't know. I like Jamie Foxx. He's pretty cool, and Gerard Butler's not bad looking, so...
Okay.
So I'm all about that.
You know, I don't talk like that on this show.
Really? Well, I don't use dirty language, so now we're even.
Okay, real neat.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, if you're looking for an action thriller, Law Abiding Citizen.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The next one, which sounds to me... Oh, I can't say this one, because it's going to be my most wanted.
All right.
Okay, so we're moving on. Blu-ray and SD. This is Black Dynamite, an all-star cast led by Michael J.A.I., White is featured in the 1970s style blaxploitation action film about the legendary super crime fighter Black Dynamite.
That's a blaxploitation.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is that how I pronounce it?
It's our friend, the black folks, in there.
Okay, we're done.
I'm trying to find a Play-Doh thing.
The man killed his brother, pumped... this is a family...
Oh, say. Oh, is that a bad word?
No, it's heroin. Into local orphanages... And flooded the ghetto with adulterated malt liquor.
Nice.
Okay, well, this sounds like an exciting movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Deleted scenes, alternate scenes, the 70s black in action featurette.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Lighting the Fuse featurette and the Comic-Con experience featurette.
Okay.
So, looks like it's a dynamite, super packed filled DVD.
I get it.
It'll actually be Blu-ray and SD.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that like what? Isn't that a 70s film?
That's what it says.
Yeah. 70s film on Blu-ray. Of course, again, I mean, we have a lot older movies on Blu-ray. Hey, it could be good. It could be good.
Well, I guess what makes it worth it is all the extras and the behind-the-scenes stuff.
And plus, it's clearer and prettier.
It's a 70s movie.
Well, it doesn't matter. 70s movies are on film. When you can take film. And Jared said he's got the Blu-ray of that was an African queen or something like that from like 19 million years ago. And he said it's super clear, like it was done yesterday. So, you know, you can do that with film.
Okay.
What else you got over there?
Well, these are all movies I have never heard of, but they're Criterion Collection.
Yes. See,
Blu-ray.
Yeah,
Blu-ray.
Hello. That's what that's, yeah.
How
many times have I said
that? Criterion Collection is movies you've never heard of.
Jeez. Be nice. Jared loves them.
Oh, he does?
Oh, he loves them. Jared loves to buy movies he's never heard of.
Obviously, because we've got
Revanche.
Okay. Lola Montes.
Oh, Lola Montes. My favorites.
Or Lola Montez.
Lola Montez.
And Hunger.
Hunger.
All three Criterion Collection. Not much to say about them.
Let me tell you a couple
of
our...
You know what? If you are a fan like Jared, you'll probably know what they are, and you will probably go out and buy them anyway.
And a couple of our listeners have actually listened to Jared and gone out and bought the Criterion Collection and really liked it. I remember...
What does that mean?
What you talking about, Willis?
What does Criterion Collection mean? What makes them a Criterion Collection movie?
Here, what Criterion does is when I was a young lad, and laser discs were like real popular.
Wow.
The Criterion laser discs were the ones you really wanted.
But now
Jared seems to think that Criterion Collection is always about films that you've never heard of, but that's not true. Because when they were doing laser discs, they were movies you knew about, but they really covered them well.
The audio was
better. The video was better.
We've done shows, and I've heard of some of them.
Yeah.
99% of them I haven't.
But there's a lot. Now that the whole DVD thing, and they're getting real popular again, a lot of stuff you've never heard of. But once they become out of print... They're like worth money.
Really?
Oh, and you know me. I love money.
Well, then don't spend it on the Criterion.
Okay,
never mind. There's people out there who like the Criterion Collection,
there they are.
And I don't have much to say about them, but one is the Lola Montes.
Yeah, Lola Montes.
Is a 1955 movie, a dramatization of the life of the notorious Cartesian and showgirl played by Martine Carroll.
Gotcha.
So, sounds interesting.
She's a showgirl? Oh, God. Ba-da-ba.
Ba-da-da-ba. It reminds me of the Copacabana by...
Oh, God. That I won't sing.
All right. I've got, for all the Clint Eastwood fans and...
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
And if you liked... Where did it say that movie was in here?
It's not. That's what I said.
Oh, well, never mind.
Oh, you're talking about his latest?
Yes.
It's there. Does it not say it's there?
Clint Eastwood's entire filmography at Warner Brothers.
Listen up, folks.
Warner Brothers.
Give him the title.
It's called Clint Eastwood, 35 films, 35 years at Warner Brothers.
Right. So when I read the description, I went, wow, this is every movie he's ever done.
Not so.
Well, it is at Warner Brothers.
Right.
So my favorite one, the one that I laugh so hard I cry on, which
is pretty funny.
Which is. Play Misty for Me, which most people think is terrifying, and I think it's absolutely hilarious.
It is so old and
it's just hilarious. So when he's in the car and she takes his keys and won't give him back, and he goes, "Give me the car, okay?" It's just my brother and I laughed so hard at that we were crying. That movie's not in this collection because apparently that was not a Warner Brothers movie.
No, but his latest movie,
Gran Torino.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that on.
Is it not there? I swore it was on there. Give me that paper.
Don't take my paper.
Gran Torino. Oh, I didn't put the list. Well, hell, no wonder you don't see it on there. I didn't put them in there.
Okay.
Tutti frutti.
Give me my paper back.
Sorry. Gran Torino is in this.
Okay. Well, if you say so. So
I would love to have this, by the way.
Well, this listing price is
Valentine's Day is just a few days away.
And you know what? It doesn't come out till after. I'm sorry. You'll have to wait till next year.
Really neat.
Okay. Well, the list price on this is going to be $129.99.
But where is that at? Is that at Amazon?
Maybe.
What's the regular price?
No, the list price. Okay, I'm wrong.
Yeah,
list
let's talk
price
about
is
that.
$179.
If they use our link and go to Amazon, how much is it?
Well, this price here says $129.99.
All right. What a deal.
For 19
You know what? Like my
discs.
Brother says. Like my brother says, you can't afford not to buy it. What? What happened?
What? Well, there you go.
All right.
Well, if you happen to have $129.99 laying around.
Or get it.
Well, For 19 discs and 35 movies of Clint Eastwood, you've got to be a fan.
I like him.
That's a lot of hours.
Give me the goddamn keys. Oh, it's such a good part of that movie.
And if you know what? If you want to add to
but
that
it's not
collection,
in that movie. It's not in there.
Nope. But if you want to add to that collection,
you remember all the
you...
monk movies that he had was in with monkeys and stuff.
Yes, Dirty.
Every Which Way But Loose and all that silliness. All those movies are in that main one you're talking about.
Oh,
right now.
Okay. Well, who's Dirty Harry?
Dirty Harry is another character he played. I believe he did several films. Did he not as Dirty Harry?
I don't know.
Well, what you got there?
Well, I'll tell you if you'll listen.
All right.
Okay. So if you have more money after you spent your $129.99. You can buy the Dirty Harry collection.
Ooh!
Yes. Magnum Force, The Enforcer, Sudden Impact, The Deadpool, and The Dirty Harry.
Wow.
So, just to name a few.
I like him.
He's cool. And he's cooler as he got older.
Yeah, I would love to see Gran Torino. I want to see that movie so bad.
I know. And my mom said it was good.
He's like, he just doesn't give it.
Well,
rats.
Nope.
He just, get out of my lawn! That's
he
the way
pulls
I
out the shotgun.
Yeah. See, that's, if you could get by with that kind of thing.
Heck yeah.
But that's Hollywood.
That's going to be you.
It would be me.
That would be you.
It would be.
Like now.
Yeah.
Not in 10 years.
Knock, knock, knock. Hello. Yes, I've come to pick up your daughter for a date. And I've come to rip off your beep.
Are you feeling lucky?
Are you feeling lucky? Do you know what's in the back of my car? I got a hatchet back there. I keep
what's that for?
It real sharp. I can shear the wings off a gnat. Yeah. Little Uncle Buck there.
I know. Yeah. I know.
But Uncle Buck's, he even did
think?
It better.
Gnat.
Yeah. What do you think, gnat? That's good. I guess okay. I better let you get, because you
all
have
right.
like 500 more.
I do. I have a gazillion pages.
Don't
here.
Say that, because then people go, oh, I'm not going to listen to you anymore.
Oh, this is going to be a long show.
No, it's
no.
not.
Okay, I'm going to get through them.
All right, I'm going to sit here.
Okay, so that's the Dirty Harry. But if you're still on the Dirty Harry kick, you could go for Goodfellas, the 20th.
Ooh,
anniversary
like
edition.
Yeah, that's cool.
On Blu-ray.
That's a gangster movie.
No kidding.
Okay.
Ray Liotta. I don't know about him. He is.
See, oh, really? Oh. It's got to be your mother.
La, la, la,
your mother calls constantly. Oh, it's my mother.
It's your mother.
Jeez. Should I call her? Should I talk to her? Let's see. Let's put it on this phone. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
We get the whole family here.
Where's the speaker on this thing?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Tell everybody at the DVD Weekly Podcast that you say hi.
Oh, are you guys doing... Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So that's you're okay. So you're coming to nice. You're coming to town tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
Isn't that nice?
I can't wait.
We're going to have a fun time.
Yes, we are.
We'll have another one of them crazy Valentine's Day parties where we all dress up like elves and dance the circle dance. It should be fun. Should we call you after the show?
Did you call me?
Okay.
Or can you call me? Yes,
this
you can
and
call me
this
after the show.
We're going to get 2 weeks of this. Oh, sorry. Yes. Hey. Can we call you after the show?
Yes.
Are you going to watch the opening of the Olympics tonight?
Oh, yes, of course.
I can't all believe right. people listen
yeah.
to your
yeah.
show.
What?
Is Susan home?
Yeah, she's sitting right here. She's doing the show with me.
I'm laughing.
What are her hours of working?
Okay, we're on the show. I can't give out that information.
Sorry.
Jeez.
You go. I'm sorry.
You want a bra size, too, while you're at it?
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Don't forget to call me.
I won't. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, for the
seriously,
love of the gander.
If there's anybody still listening, I'm amazed.
People love this show for that very reason right there.
I'm embarrassed.
We just open the door. We open the door and we let America and everybody outside America in. Now read your damn script. Jesus. Go!
Yeah.
It's not that funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay. Oh, great. Now she's done. Oh, Lord. Okay, shush!
Okay, so after Goodfellas, we've got Cabin Fever 2. So I believe that is... a scary movie.
Yeah, duh. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Cabin Fever, duh.
Well, yeah, it's
Cabin
scary.
Fever 2, Spring Fever. It's a 2008 movie. Does not say how it's released, so I'm assuming just SD. But,
Oh, Autumn just fell out of her chair.
Can I just turn in the key? Because
God, the show has just gone to hell in a handbasket. All right, would you just finish your script? God, turn the page.
Oh my God.
Feel free to skip anything you want. Folks, I'll be taking over the show here in a minute.
We have...
Oh, mercy. Give me your damn script. Where are you at? Cabin fever.
At the bottom. Oh. Give me it back.
All right, let me see. How close are you to being done, for the love of God? I can't take this anymore. Ugh. All right, here you go. All right, take two.
All right.
Try not to fall out of your chair this time, Autumn.
Okay.
All right.
On Blu-ray, 1985 movie Ran. Yeah. Never heard of it.
Good, move on.
No information.
All right.
Lady Killers, going to be 1955, so...
Oh, yeah. Who's in that?
Peter Sellers.
Yeah, that's old movie.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Blu-ray. Okay.
Jeez, this
Contempt.
Is nice.
Blu-ray.
She's apparently had enough.
From 1963.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Okay, well, this one sounds good. I'm going to be Jared for right now.
All right.
So, this is Zombie Apocalypse with a free comic book.
Really?
Hits you in both spots. You got horror... I don't know, probably comedy in there, and a comic book, so, wow.
God, it's hard to bend over at this age.
Or the size.
What? Okay. Well, what in the hell?
Okay, I'm just moving on. It's a special edition, probably because you get the comic book, from 2008.
Cool.
So, college roommates, Mark and Tom, go out for the night to a bar.
Yeah.
The last thing I expected to find was a welding stranger and a horde of the undead.
Yeah! Jeez.
Okay, so if you're into zombies and comic books.
And the undead.
And the undead.
And hordes.
And all that.
Yep.
Zombies Apocalypse.
Awesome.
With free comic book.
Very good.
Women in Trouble from 2009.
That sounds good right there.
No information.
Okay.
I have no idea how it's coming out.
Moving on then.
Freeway Killer, Blu-ray 2009, also
Jared would
on
love that.
SD.
He would love that.
Oh, boy.
It's about the... Did I put it there?
For years, he terrorized California motorists as he rode to the endless highways searching for his next victim. I have never heard of that.
Does it say his name?
Is it a true life story?
I didn't put his damn name on there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, for the love of... Yeah, remember he terrorized all the people in California?
Oh, William Bonin.
Yeah,
Bonin.
Where's Bonin?
The freeway killer.
Yeah, remember?
Who poisoned... Mind struck terror into an entire nation.
You're not supposed to act like you're reading it to yourself.
Well, that's not my kind of movie.
Okay.
Okay, so we are to the another section where I'm Jared. Okay, I'm going to list you all the sports shows. We've got the City BCS National Championship.
Oh, Texas is it time for the college damn DVDs to come out?
Versus Alabama.
Ugh.
Rose Bowl game presented the City Oregon versus Ohio State. These are all 2010. All-State Sugar Bowl, Florida versus Cincinnati. 2010 Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, Boise State versus TCU. The FedEx Orange Bowl, Iowa versus Georgia Tech. Alabama Crimson Tide, season in review. AT&T Cotton Bowl, classic Ole.
Yeah. Ole!
Mississippi versus OSU.
I think it's Old Mississippi.
Old Mississippi?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's the Cotton Bowl. The AT&T Cotton Bowl from 2010. All those are going to be on DVD.
DVD.
Okay, my last one, so you can finally get to yours.
Thank you, Lord.
Is Good Hair by Chris Rock. It's a documentary where he follows quite a few famous
people.
Hold
it! You just blew it.
Why?
Is that your most
wanted? No, it is not.
Oh!
So zip it!
And I just... that was my true personality that just came out.
Yeah.
I thought that's your most wanted.
No, I told you which one was going to be my most wanted.
Sorry.
What do you think? We just need to end it. Aww.
God, I'm angry
now. You have angrified your child.
Well, she was driving me nuts.
All right. I'm back to my last one so we can
move it along.
Aww. Not funny. Chris Rock, who visits beauty salons and hairstyling battles. He interviews a whole bunch of different famous people. Including Salt and Pepper, Eve, Ice-T, Raven Simone from That's So Raven, Reverend Al Sharpton. I actually saw a clip about this. He travels all over into neighborhoods where they do weaves, and he interviews a lot of African Americans about their hair. And he would interview Al Sharpton about his wife and her hair and how important it is to them. So it's interesting and would be something that you might want to see.
All right.
So there you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. We are talking about DVD releases for February 16th, 2010.
You I actually like got the right address.
22. Yeah.
The right date.
And what's weird is there was only 191 releases, and yet a lot of them were decent.
Nothing will be there.
Okay, not sure what the hell that meant. Nothing will be there, she says.
No.
I'm going to be there.
Okay, silence yourself, child. Let's start with TV, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay. TV, Head Case, the complete series.
Huh, I've never heard of
it. Yeah, me neither. You remember this one? Do you remember William Conrad and Cannon?
I've heard of it.
Cannon.
Was that from the 80s?
Late 70s, early 80s, maybe. I don't know. Okay. Don't ask questions.
All right.
Season 2, Volume 2, Cannon. 3 discs on that one.
Nice.
In 1985, were you watching TV in 1985?
Well, I was 9.
Oh, you were 9 in 1985?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was it?
The complete first season of Small Wonder.
I did watch that. It. Small Wonder. What was that about?
It was a little kid, little girl.
Wasn't it? She was a robot. She was a robot. Yes.
She was?
Yes. And
that's
she,
right.
They
she
adopted
was.
Her.
I forgot about
and her
that.
Head, did she talked like that.
Whoa.
And they,
why would
yes.
you adopt somebody who talks like that?
She was a robot.
Oh. Did they know she was a robot?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. I don't remember.
Huh. Interesting.
She's a small
okay. Oh,
wonder.
God.
Yeah.
God, oh, Lord.
That's all I remember of it.
Also coming up, and I don't know why in the heck this is doing here, but I'm afraid if I don't give it to you now, I will forget it.
What is it?
It's actually animation. Does not belong here. It's not even on television. Well, maybe. Of course it is. Okay. Season 1, Volume 1 of Hot Wheels Battle Force 5.
Cool.
Who plays that?
I don't know. Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
The cartoon? That's about cars? I've never heard of it. Actually being
Hot
on
Wheels,
TV.
The car, the cars.
Yeah, I've heard of Hot Wheels. Oh. I did not know they had a Hot Wheels cartoon.
Do you watch the, do you enjoy the BBC?
I do not.
BBC Peace!
BBC out!
Out?
I don't know.
It's BBC Peace.
Okay, sweet.
Who says that?
Austin Powers.
Okay, finally, somebody's waking this town.
I love my Austin Powers.
Lark Rise to Candleford, the complete season 2. It's a BBC show, 4 discs on that one.
All right,
I'm going to name a show. You tell me who starred in it. It's the complete first season of Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones?
Barnaby Jones.
I have no idea.
Buddy Epson.
I have no idea.
Buddy Epson. 4 discs on that one.
Oh.
You ever heard the song? Remember the song, Brandon? Brandon. You can tell I don't know half the words.
I've never heard that.
Well, it's a show called Branded, the complete okay, making all kinds of bumpy noises.
Sorry.
God. The complete series starring Chuck Connors.
Never heard of him.
It's a 6 DVD set. There's over 19 hours.
Holy cow.
Of Branded. Would you like to sing with me, Branded?
No, thanks.
King of the Wild Frontier.
No, that's enough.
I made that up.
Thank you.
Let me turn the page.
Okay.
Turn the page. Oh, animation. Autumn's favorite.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Now, Autumn, you can tell me if you would like these or not. Starting off with Shaun the Sheep, a woolly good time.
We love Shaun the Sheep.
I love that.
I'm not a big fan of the whole British
move. No, me neither.
Because
Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, Wallace and Gromit make me vomit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
I like that.
So, thank you. So, when we got sent Shaun the Sheep and we sat and watched
it. We have a couple of
them. Yeah, we were like, oh, God, no, here we go.
But
Shaun
you know
the
what?
Sheep's pretty good.
He's pretty funny.
It is.
And it's actually a nice, mellow show.
Well, this one's a little pinch of zaniness and Autumn, a big dash of fun.
Well, you know what? We watch them over and over again. We like them that much.
Well, it's called Shaun the Sheep and his barnyard buddies. They get together. It's Bitzer, Shirley, and Timmy. They're going to get into more wacky shenanigans.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have the Halloween one.
Yeah.
And we have one. Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's
can't remember the other one.
Yeah.
They've sent us quite a few of them.
They're really cute.
But they did not send us this one. Shaun the Sheep.
Shame on them.
Shaun the Sheep, a really good time.
Yeah, Shaun the Sheep.
Autumn, do you like Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
All right, here it is. Here's a new one, brand new one just coming out. Scooby-Doo Abracadabra-Doo.
You know what?
What?
I like Scooby-Doo, but they just keep coming out and coming out and coming out with Scooby-Doo.
Would you rather see the same ones over and over and over again then?
No.
I'm not a big fan of the new ones. I like the old ones.
Yeah.
Our friends over at Funimation, which I'll be talking about soon, come out with a series called Claymore. And I've talked about it before on the show, but the reason why I'm bringing this one up is that they're coming out with Claymore Complete Series Box Set on Blu-ray.
Oh, what is it, like claymation?
It's
like,
anime. It's like, awesome anime.
Oh, anime. Okay.
Yeah, so that should be very cool for the people that are Claymore fans. And Claymore looks pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? What's my favorite? Let's see if you know. What's my favorite comic book character?
Spider-Man.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Who's mine?
Superman.
Sweet.
That's why we're married. That and that thing I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spectacular.
Yours is Shaun the
Sheep. Yours is Shaun the Sheep. Spectacular Spider-Man number 6 and Spectacular Spider-Man number 7 are coming out.
Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a how do you do. Now, this next one, what am I?
What?
I should have picked this as my most wanted because it really is.
Well, then hold on
Well,
to
no,
your pants.
Because the one I have chosen for my most wanted is one that I think a lot of people are going to really be into.
All right.
I like to think about my audience.
Well, all right then.
Unlike my brother.
Well,
Why
don't you pick a most wanted for your audience?
All right.
And a most wanted for yourself.
Okay, this is my most wanted for myself.
All right.
It's the first Easter rabbit from 1982.
That would not be one for your audience.
No, hell, they could care less about that. No,
my
the reason
first
why
Easter
I
bunny?
Yes, and the reason why I like this. It's got Burl Ives in it. This is one of Rankin Bass.
Is it Rankin? I was going to say.
Rankin Bass, and it's one of those that you remember, but it's never been on DVD before.
I've never heard of it.
So I want this one, woman. I want it. I want it. Autumn, do you want the first Easter rabbit? Huh?
Yes.
All right, tell Mommy you want it.
I want it.
Please.
I want it, please.
What do you say, Daddy?
What do I say? I say, get the damn thing. Okay, here's another one. Now, this one... This goes back to the English humor again.
All right.
But, you know, this kind of looks good.
What is it?
It's called Bob and Margaret, the complete first season, which apparently happened in 1998. It's two discs. Bob and Margaret is based on the Academy Award-winning short film Bob's Birthday, which created by David Fine and Allison Snowden. Bob and Margaret focus on the ordinary lives of a middle-class dentist and his foot doctor wife. Together, they tackle such traumas as being burglarized, going on a packaged holiday, and deciding whether or not having a child will ruin their lives.
That sounds horrible.
No, it's actually, it's kind of, you know, it is British humor. It's kind of funny, but it's done, and it's claymation.
Huh.
They do, oh.
No.
No, it's an animation, I think. It's written, drawn. Gosh, I don't know
now. It's not claymation.
How do you know?
Because that's through Funimation, and that's anime, you said.
What the hell? No, no, no. Funimation, we're done with.
Oh.
I'm going to go back to Funimation.
Mm.
This is English, like BBC stuff.
Yeah, so it's not them.
What the hell?
Never mind.
And another one in animation. 16. Remember that show on TV? 16. It has a very cool...
Oh, yeah. It's
an MTV show.
Yeah, with the boxy characters.
Yeah,
I liked that cartoon. It had punk little kids hanging
out
in the mall.
See, when I tell Jared, he makes fun of me.
Oh, no, I liked that.
Yeah.
I actually watched a couple of those myself.
Apparently, this has been around for a while, because this one came out in 2004.
Really?
Really?
Huh.
It's been around that long?
I don't know.
Well, here
it's
it is.
It's 6... And T-E-E.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
T-E-E.
I really liked them.
Well, this one's coming out. It's called 16 Snow Job.
Huh.
So it must be about, you know.
Yeah. Well, they work in retail, and they work in, like, the juicy juice.
And look at that. Hopefully there's somebody who cleans carpets, because she just dropped her sucker on the floor.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's fun to be a father.
It landed on my leg.
Yes, it did.
I think it's on my shoe now.
Here's a cool one for the NASCAR fans. It's ESPN Ultimate NASCAR High Octane Collector's Set.
Wow. How many races is that?
Well, it's not races. It's a collector set. It takes NASCAR's more than 75 million fans inside the birth of the sport by exploring its past. That was the sound of my daughter crashing her head on the table. Examining the evolution of stock car racing and celebrating the cultural phenomenon it has become. From the opening of Daytona International Speedway, where Jared's at right now, to the chase for the NASCAR Nextel Cup, these DVDs offer a unique view into America's number one spectator sport. There's 4 DVDs altogether.
I bet that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's all
you know what I said this weekend? I'm watching the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
We were talking about Oakley's today because...
Yeah.
You know, the guy I worked with.
What does Oakley's have to do with it?
We were talking about sunglasses. I mentioned Tony Stewart. I mentioned Casey Kane.
Yeah?
Who?
Are you serious?
What?
Well, I mean, not so much. I said, do you watch NASCAR?
Oh, no.
Who are you talking to?
Just, you know, it's every time I mention NASCAR. That's like, huh?
Who were you talking to?
Well, a couple of people. Not going to mention names.
Why? Because they're stupid and don't know what about NASCAR?
No, we don't say stupid.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Just, I think NASCAR's awesome.
Yeah, I do too. So. And it's starting this weekend with a Daytona 500.
Yes.
Watch Sadler. God, really? I'm going to stay with him one more year.
I don't know. There's a lot of things that I don't like, and so I guess if people don't like NASCAR, that's their thing.
Okay, and Sharon, it's time for your Most Wanted.
I will tell you. Just a second.
Mommy's doing her Most Wanted. Shh.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what my Most Wanted is.
All right. Good hair.
No.
Oh, sorry.
You don't listen to me.
Nosferatu meets the human beings.
No.
Damn it.
It's called Coco Before Chanel.
What? So you want hot chocolate before perfume?
No. Oh. It's about the orphan who would build a fashion empire and be known universally by her nickname, Coco.
Is this real?
Coco Chanel. You've never heard of Coco Chanel?
No.
Well, you're a man. That's why.
What the?
Chanel. Chanel number 5. Chanel clothes.
Do they have Chanel number 1, 2, 3, and 4?
They have multi-numbers, yes.
Do they really?
Yes, they do.
Do they have number 6?
I don't know.
All right.
But Coco Chanel has been around. Chanel's been around for.
Well, I know the perfume, but she, the what 70s? Else? She's a designer?
Perfume. Haven't you ever seen the C with the C?
No.
It's a one backward C and one correct C, and they lock together.
Huh.
The Chanel purses. There's a lot of knockoffs. But if you like Coach and
so
Prada.
So this is about her?
Uh-huh.
She was an orphan?
She was an orphan. I had no idea.
Wow.
I had no idea. And, yeah, she built her fashion empire up to what she is today, which, if you ask most women, they would know.
So, you know, I haven't told you, but I'm going to build a fashion empire someday.
Please.
Yeah, I'll do fat man's clothes.
What? Fat and the friendly?
Fat and friendly clothes, yeah.
All right. Leisure suits?
Yeah, no. No
sweatpants.
Leisure suits. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Sweatpants that have prints on, so it looks like really nice designer jeans. But it's really nothing but sweatpants. And
well, if you charge a lot, you could probably get away with
and
it.
And then I'm going to make underpants out of charcoal. Because it kind of, you know.
Stop. All right. Don't go any further
I'll
with
explain
that.
Later.
No, I don't need any explanation.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my Most Wanted. It sounds very interesting. Oh,
that's it? That's it. No extras, no bonuses, no nothing.
Well,
that's just
commentary with the writer-director.
Oh, yeah.
Historical reconstruction.
Yeah.
Coco before Chanel, the meeting. I'm sure they interview her.
Huh.
Walking the red carpet.
Is she a real yacht now?
Well, you know what? I don't know anything about her. No. I only know of her brand.
Who's that lady they make fun of on Saturday Night Live?
I think that's... No, that's who I thought of.
No, that's...
She's older now, of course, because she's been around forever.
So she's creepy. She's like...
Well...
Just creepy.
I don't know. You know what? I should just Google her and see what comes up.
No!
Why?
You should Bing her.
Oh, no, I'm going to Bing you.
Oh, real neat.
Walking the red carpet from Los Angeles to New York. So, yeah, I think it would be very interesting to learn more about her, especially knowing, you know, a little bit about her background, being an orphan.
Interesting.
Yes. So that's...
And now that comes that part of the show that I love the most. Yes, it's Funimation time. But
oh.
Not the end.
Oh.
It's Funimation time, folks. Yes, Funimation. Yes. And look at this. This is going to be cool because as I tell you about them, I'm going to hand them to you.
Great.
Look at that.
Ooh.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yep.
Case Closed, wow. Movie 6, The Phantom of Baker Street.
Cool.
This is a full-length motion picture. And it looks pretty
darn The Phantom looks
cool.
pretty cool.
He does? Let me see.
Yeah.
Ooh,
if
yeah.
you're into anime, you probably would like this.
Well, here's what's going on. The game is afoot.
Oh,
so put a sock on it.
Or a sock in it.
Yeah. Conan. For some reason, I'm losing my voice. Conan Edogawa.
Gawawa?
May look like he's only in elementary school, my dear Watson, but he possesses perhaps the keenest eye for detail of any living detective. His latest case finds him trapped in a virtual recreation of the 19th century London and pitted against none other than Jack the Ripper.
Well, there you go.
To save his friends, Conan must follow in the footsteps of his hero, Sherlock Holmes, and crack a case that's gone unsolved for over 100 years.
Was this your most wanted?
No.
Oh.
That's cool, though, huh?
Yeah.
Here's
of course
one.
It's not your most wanted. I'm holding it.
Yeah, die ye.
All right.
Look at that.
Ew. Wow, Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. That's the Dragon Box 2. It has episodes 43 through 84 in it. Now, good. This is, oh, Lord
we
have mercy.
We got fumbles all over the place.
Oh, this is going to be a fun edit job.
Oh, I'm sorry to the
originally
listeners.
Produced in limited quantities in Japan, the incredibly rare Dragon Box has long been the ultimate prize for avid Dragon Ball Z collectors. Would you stop making that noise?
Sorry!
Now this coveted collection has been reproduced for the first time in the United States, delivering the authentic, original Dragon Ball Z experience to hardcore fans. That's pretty darn cool. Pretty darn cool. That's what I say.
I think every week we get a Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah? They keep us up to date.
Yes.
So that's Funimation. That's my friends at Funimation. And now,
thank you.
My most wanted. I got to tell you.
What is it?
I knew nothing about this, and I'm kind of surprised. I really would like to hear Jared's take on this, because I wonder if he knows about it. I asked David Yee about it at work, and yeah. David Yee knew a little bit about it, but I think he made most of it up just to make himself look important.
Well, maybe I know something about it.
You don't know a damn thing about this.
Oh, well, boy.
There is a game from Microsoft.
Okay, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I know. That it is a Microsoft game.
Okay.
And good. It is super popular. As a matter of fact, when this
well, maybe
game
I do know.
When this game comes out,
oh, no,
it sells more copies.
Halo.
It may yeah, exactly.
Ah!
And you don't know a damn thing about computer games. So that was excellent. Halo makes
is there another Halo game coming out?
Silencio Meritores.
And this isn't your most wanted.
Halo makes more money than the movies do in the movie theaters.
Really?
It is incredible the amount of money.
Uh-huh.
When a Halo comes out, they make so much money that it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, and people get so excited about it.
I've heard about the lines at the
so Microsoft and some I don't know the details on this, but Microsoft and some movie company was going to do a Halo movie.
Are you serious?
And this was going to be a big deal.
Wow.
But the movie company started taking over the whole Halo idea.
Right.
And they started saying, well, we want this in the script, uh-huh. we want that. And Microsoft said, no, that's not the way this is going to be. This is going to be, you know, the way we want it. This is our property. It's going to be great.
Right.
And the movie studio just kept saying, no, we're going to do this. And Microsoft said, then that's it.
Yep.
We're not making it.
No more.
And that was it. But they ended up making, instead, this thing called Halo Legends, and it's on Blu-ray. And here it is, this 8-episode anthology of 10 to 15 minutes each, so each one of these is like 10 to 15 minutes,
yeah.
Explores the origin and historical events of the Halo universe and various characters inhabiting the world. Like Animatrix and Batman Gotham Knight, each of the 8 episodes will be created by a separate, prominent Japanese anime producer. So how cool is that? Each one has its own look.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
And they look like anime.
Wow.
So how cool is that?
That is cool.
Yeah, so I had to have that as my most wanted because a lot of people are going to be into that.
Yeah.
That is Blu-ray, my friends.
Oh.
And it's called Halo Legends. So there you go, week one of Jared being gone.
All right.
Yeah.
Hopefully the listeners made it through.
If they only
listening.
Knew what we went through.
Oh, my gosh.
To get this done.
And not a dirty word said.
I must have said something dirty. I had to have.
No.
No?
No. And don't even think about it.
206-666-3...
DVDs.
Yes. 206-666-DVDs. That's 206-666-3837.
Wow.
I finally remembered it.
Uh-huh. Very good.
I'm so glad that I finally remembered it.
Yes.
Because I tend to forget our phone
well,
number.
Well, what is it? 5 years later.
Okay, that's not funny.
Sorry. Well...
How about our email address? That's DVD
Weekly Podcast.
Huh?
What?
No, it's feedback at DVD. God, where's Jared
know.
When you need him? Feedback at DVD Weekly Podcast. That's feedback at DVD Weekly Podcast. And don't forget to go to our website, www.dvdweeklypodcast.com. That's where you can go in, you can get on the forums.
Don't
talk
write
about.
Anything mean, please.
You know what? Every time you're on the show, I get at least one email saying that they really enjoyed you.
Was it my mom?
No.
Not that, even my
no.
mom.
It was an old customer that used to pay you. God, nice.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, she just gets it. She's a little slow, folks. That's why I like her so much. Oh, and why do I love my wife so much? Let's end the show with this. Valentine's Day is coming up. My God, I almost forgot. I'm so sad. Valentine's Day is coming up, and it's a time to tell your loved one why you love them so much.
Uh-huh.
And my beautiful wife, for this Valentine's Day, I want you to know that you have all of my love and deep devotion because you're letting me rebuild my home theater.
You know what?
Yes, my love. What? Okay, that didn't go over very well. What?
I hope you feel the pain of this stare.
What? But this is a beautiful thing you're doing.
Yeah. It's Valentine's Day. It's supposed to be, I love you.
Oh.
You're my soulmate.
Oh.
I couldn't live without you. Ooh. You're my other half.
Wow.
You let me build this cinema of my
dreams.
Hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All
happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
I'll work on that a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
On the next time, on the next show.
Yeah.
On the next
if
DVD
he makes it.
Weekly podcast.
If he makes it.
Yeah. Okay, so now it's time for little Hellion over here, my loving daughter. My loving daughter, Autumn. Autumn! We say Autumn's bottom just because it's just so wrong. Are you ready to end the show with those famous words?
Sayonara!